Y ahora me despido. Muchas gracias, compañeras y compañeros. Pronto volveré con fuerza, con más energía, para seguir trabajando por nuestra querida patria.
Almost exactly 1 year ago, Bolivian President Evo Morales fled his country. He decamped to Mexico on a jet laid on by the Mexican government and claimed asylum.
Está en proceso un golpe de Estado. Aunque quiero decirle, ya sabía anticipadamente, se prepararon la derecha con apoyo internacional para un golpe de Estado.
He had, he said, been forced from office by a right-wing coup d'etat. Morales and his supporters were happy to play along with suggestions that the United States and or the Organization of American States had been in some way involved. This past weekend, Bolivians voted in parliamentary and presidential elections. They voted in resounding numbers for a new president,
Luis Arce Catacora,
usually known as Luco, the leader of Evo Morales' Movimiento al Socialismo, no translation from the Spanish required. The MAS also kept their majorities in both the Chamber of Deputies and the Senate. Morales, now residing in Argentina, exuberantly embraced what he saw as vindication by Bolivia's people. Around the world, the kind of people who get excited by South American leaders in scarlet berets have also been celebrating a triumph of the popular will over the sinister machinations of the usual suspects: the CIA, multinational natural resources prospectors, capitalism and imperialism in general. There is probably a great deal less to it than that, and this is a good thing. A brisk recap of the 21st century political history of Bolivia is probably in order at this point.
Que viva Bolivia!
Evo! 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 Evo!
Considerable worldwide interest attended Evo Morales' winning of Bolivia's presidency in December 2005. The former leader of Bolivia's Coca Growers Union and Aymara tribesmen was the first indigenous Bolivian to lead his country since the Spanish conquest of 1538. His platform of nativist populism included a significant nationalizing of Bolivia's oil and gas industries and massive public spending programs. Morales did much to alleviate the worst of Bolivia's chronic poverty, but he also, among other excesses, material and political, built himself a 29-story glass palace in La Paz, which became a metaphor for the hubris which eventually undid him. Morales began to fancy himself president for life and sought permission to abolish term limits in a 2016 referendum. A narrow majority of Bolivians voted no, but Morales stood in the 2019 presidential election anyway. He won, or at least said he had, but large numbers of protesters weren't having it, and nor, doubtless more pressingly, were Bolivia's police and military. Morales was persuaded to leave the presidency and the country. As is usually the way of these things, Morales and his supporters claimed it was a coup d'etat, while the military claimed they were upholding constitutional order. A new election was scheduled, and then, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been especially brutal on Bolivia, rescheduled twice.
Bolivians deserve to live in freedom. They deserve to live in democracy. Never again will the vote be robbed.
Morales was replaced in the interim by President Jeanine Añez, a dismal conservative who excused and/or encouraged violence and repression by various agencies of the state and pursued paranoid vengeance against her political enemies. She withdrew from this year's election last month, an action she pitched as heroic self-sacrifice to unite the anti-socialist vote. She may just have been reading her own polling numbers. As of this broadcast, nobody is contesting the legitimacy of President-elect Arce's mandate. This was very far from the case when Morales claimed victory a year ago.
Bolivia has long been one of the best economies in the region, managed by a progressive government, a government who believes in people and works for the Bolivian people. Bolivia is going to recover democracy.
This restoration of Bolivia's democracy is good news all round, if not necessarily for the reasons that many international and online Morales enthusiasts are claiming. In common with the likes of Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, Morales was a beneficiary of that irritating strata of the Western left which reveres any South American leader who furnishes the faintest excuse to re-glue the corners of their Che Guevara posters. To the extent that Morales seems to have started believing his own press, he may also have been partially a victim of this same adoration. There is no doubt that Morales attempted to overstay his welcome. It will be interesting and instructive to see how keen and how quickly President-elect Arce is to have him back home. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.